This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday made Donald Trump the first U.S. president ever to be impeached twice, formally charging him with inciting an insurrection in a vote held a week after a violent mob of his supporters besieged the Capitol. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the vote totals.
The ayes are 232. The nays are 197. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
10 Republicans joined with the Democrats in backing impeachment in a vote held with National Guard forces and police protecting the Capitol. Last week, it was surrounded by a security fence after the deadly January 6th rampage. House Democrats, under the leadership of Pelosi, argued that leaving the wealthy businessman turned politician in office until his four-year term ends next week would pose a threat to national security, democracy, and the U.S. Constitution. Republicans had argued that impeaching Trump would further divide the country. The head of Human Rights Watch said on Wednesday that U.S. President-elect Joe Biden should bring fundamental change to American policy on human rights and allow criminal investigations of President Donald Trump to show that the president is not above the law. Kenneth Roth lamented what he called 4 years of Trump's indifference and often hostility to human rights.
His flouting of human rights at home and his embrace of friendly autocrats around the world severely eroded U.S. credibility on human rights.
Roth's comments came as Human Rights Watch issued its annual World Report 2021 that chronicles concerns about human rights in more than 100 countries around the world. This is VOA News. Prominent Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny says he will fly back to Russia from Germany, where he has been recovering after being poisoned. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
Navalny says he's almost fully recovered.
The last thing Putin can do is to put a large placard on the Kremlin reading, "Alexei, please, under any circumstances, do not return home." But coming to Germany was not my choice. It's a cool country, but I'm here not by my own will. I am here because they tried to kill me.
His announcement came a day after court documents showed Russian authorities had asked a court to jail him. The charge? He allegedly broke the terms of a suspended sentence for what Navalny says was a politically motivated conviction. Writing on social media, he says he's not interested in what Putin's servants might do to him. Russia is his country.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. Britain's prime minister says the coronavirus vaccine program will operate around the clock 7 days a week as soon as possible. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Boris Johnson says at the moment the limit is on supply of the vaccines rather than on the ability of the country's health service to deliver jabs quickly. The push to inoculate millions comes as a more contagious variant of COVID-19 is sweeping across Britain and driving hospitals to their breaking points. The government has set a goal of delivering the first vaccine doses to everyone over 70, as well as frontline healthcare workers, nursing home residents, and anyone whose health makes them especially vulnerable to the virus by the middle of February. That's more than 15 million people. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Members of the World Health Organization's expert team have departed from their home countries ahead of their investigation of the origins of the coronavirus pandemic in Wuhan, China. The experts are due to arrive in Wuhan on Thursday, where the first human coronavirus cases were reported. China has rejected calls for an independent investigation while strictly controlling all research into the origins of the virus and promoting fringe theories that the virus might have actually been brought to China from the outside. Consumer prices have posted their biggest increase in 4 months, AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says consumer prices were up 0.4% in December. The increase was mainly due to a nearly 8.5% hike in gasoline prices. However, gas prices are still 15% lower than they were a year ago when people were still commuting to work. Mike Hemp in Washington.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.